next item. For better efficiency, can I propose that we take items 3 to 8 together? That is, items in relation to funding allocation under the DC. Paper 4, that's item 3. That is the financial position of the district council up to the 18th of February 2013. Item 4, paper number 5, that's to do with contract staff hired by the DC. Item 5, paper 6, is about the revised funding allocation in relation to the application on the Big Trucks Family Fund Night 2012. Item 6, paper 7, is to do with the promotion event under of the public library in Yaochimang District. This is a funding application. Item 7, paper 8, is to about funding application for free leisure and for cultural and entertainment events for the Yaochimang District to be provided by the LCSD. Item 8 or paper 9, that's to do with the recreational and leisure activities program for Yaochimang District. Can I propose that we take items 3 to 8 together in our discussion? Any objection? No. Can I remind members to declare interest? You have to fill in a declaration form for public inspection. If you wish, you could collect a form from the secretariat. That's the usual approach. Items 3 to 8, members, any questions or comments, please? Mr. James To.
I'll just speak in general, Mr. Chairman. Now, officiating guests at events. Of course, we understand sometimes there are guests from outside the district council, but then, among district councilors and co-opted members, many attend such functions. Can I propose this?
And that is, we also receive souvenirs, but perhaps we could save on that. You know, this is the general trend. It's better to make things simple. I don't know what members do with the souvenirs. Probably just keep them in the office, but then you must receive so many items. Of course, for certain officiating guests, if they only come and officiate every once in a while, then we can't be too stingy. But let's see what we can do in general to simplify things, you know. I'm just speaking in general.
Well, members, you attend many DC functions, I'm sure. In the production of souvenirs for guests, we keep it very simple. Usually, it's just a piece of paper. In terms of principle, yes, we believe that's a minimalist approach, but can we just do away with souvenirs altogether? I think we can leave it to the individual committees for discussion. As for activities organized by the district council, usually it's just a piece of paper, or maybe it's a plastic folder. It's been laminated. The piece of paper could be removed from the folder. So we are rather environmentally friendly, and we are not at all extravagant. That's the experience I would like to share with members.
Mr. James To, like these family fun night, that is the Big Trucks Family Fun Night 2012. For souvenirs, the expense has been increased from $2,000 to $2,700. You know, several hundred dollars for a piece of souvenir. I'm not saying that I have strong views about the increase of $700 in the budget, but rather, even $2,000, I would say, would allow us to come up with good souvenir. But are we increasing that sum from $2,000 to $2,700? I wonder why. That's why it led me to make this point. It's not just about a piece of paper. Now, that's an event of the Fight Crime Committee, not the District Council.
Mr. Hong. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
For ceremonies or award ceremonies, I agree we should go green and we should save as far as possible. Now, for example, on Sunday, I attended the ethnic group variety show. Even officials
Now, the government does away with certificates and corsage, definitely, is no longer used. At least at the function I was at, there was no corsage. So I think we should go green. We should try to save money. And, of course, we must respect the wish of the organizers and the chairman of the committees. But still, I think the overall trend is to make savings as far as possible. District Officer, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. To. The event mentioned is co-organized by our district office with the Fight Crime Committee. I can undertake that for activities hosted by the district office, we will try to be as green as possible. And in fact, within the government, departments are encouraged to do away with expensive, rather the larger items of souvenir for presentation to officiating guests. So the chairman is right. Now, if organizers want to present any souvenir, usually we just ask them to present a piece of paper. We can file it then. But if they don't do that, it's fine too. For corsage, again, it's some government requirement too. In the past, definitely, we won't wear fresh flower corsage, only silk flower corsage. But now we ask that we just be given nameplates. That's enough. So hopefully we could help to save some resources that way. So I can undertake this for events organized by a district council and committees and assisted by the DEO. Definitely we'll take a good look at the souvenir we're going to present. Over the years, actually, for committees and working groups organizing activities, we've always tried to minimize spending. And there are many ways we could achieve that. For example, in recent activities, we've gone even further in trying to save on resources. And this is one philosophy we stand firm by. And if there are organizations applying for funds from us, we should also make the same appeal to them, that we should all go green. I think that's all for going green. Item 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now you've read the papers. Any comments, please? Mr. James Toh? My apology. Why is there a need to increase the $700? I'm sure they knew originally when they prepared the budget what the items cost. Now, I don't have the detailed information at hand, but perhaps I could find out from the Secretariat later on, that is the Secretariat of the Fight Crime Committee, and I now report to members. Thank you. I'm the Chairman of the District Fight Crime Committee. I agree. I understand there's a small increase here, but then Mr. James Toh asked this question out of the blue. I couldn't really answer you, but if you like, I could table some information. But if it's not necessary, then we could just give the information to Mr. Toh separately. But of course, the district office and the District Fight Crime Committee always manage our finances prudently. I think this event was held last year for recent events. In fact, many groups have now heeded the appeal not to use corsage or to present souvenirs to officiating guests. I think we started doing it in the past month or two, at least since the Chinese New Year. But as for the event from last year, we could provide information to members through the Secretariat afterwards. Because originally the District Council approved 133,000 and 150,000. That's all to do with the Beat Drugs Family Fun Night. The approved sum, $130,000, for instance. But then the revised estimate is just right, too. Because so I sometimes I wonder, okay, you may spend a bit more here and a bit less here. It's not unusual because these are miscellaneous items. But then here, you spend more here, you spend less there. But at the end, it's again adds up to $133,000. It's simply, it just adds up. And I don't organize many such events. Is it the case that now we're talking about the revised estimate, so it should be actual sum having been spent. But then somehow it just fits the total amount perfectly. That means you will do anything just to spend the full 130,000 or the full 150,000, right? If you haven't spent so much, you shouldn't claim so much. But if you spent more, of course, we'll still give you the extra money if necessary. But it can't be that it just adds up perfectly to $130,000. Why? What's the reason? Because that begs the question there. In that case, can I ask the district officer to respond, please? Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Toh, for your comment. As I mentioned, the detailed expenditure items, why there was additional spending or reduced spending, whatever, I don't have the details here. But for activities organized by the district office in terms of procurement or in terms of seeking the approval of the Fight Crime Committee, we would have gone through detailed procedure. There would be a full record. So I will find out from the relevant secretariat, and I will give you a breakdown so you know exactly where the money was spent.
Now, looking at the sum, you add some here and you take out something here, and they just fit so perfectly together. We're not talking about 120,000 something or around that sum, but the sum is 133,000. It fits so perfectly. Is it the case that you did whatever you can to make the sums fit? I understand that sometimes you have to do compression. But if you already have the amount in mind and so you think you can spend more liberally on some items, I don't think it's the right attitude. Now, looking at the amended budget, we don't know whether the actual expenditure will amount to $133,000. It may be another sum, but I do not have any information at hand. That's why it's difficult for me to give you a summary here. So can I just have some time to go back to the information before I answer your question? All right, concerning items 3 to 8, any other questions? All right, anyone opposed to passing the paper? I'll abstain from paper 6. Well, Mr. James Toh abstain his decision on paper, I think it's paper 6, so it's item 5. He'll abstain. Other members, any views? Yes, Mr. Chen. Chairman, for paper 6, if one is suspicious about it and the government does not have any specific answer, concrete answer to that, shall we just leave it and not decide on it now? I think Mr. Toh has a point. There are doubts here. So if you simply pass the paper and at the end of the day we find that there are problems concerning the expenditure, then people will accuse the DC of being not responsible. A member has already raised certain questions about it. Should we put it down as matters arising? District Officer, thank you, Chairman. I understand what the member is concerned about. Well, I have already undertaken, I'll go back and gather the information needed and come back to you. But please understand the next meeting is the 21st of April, which is past the current budget year, fiscal year. In fact, the procedure is that we should pass the paper today and the funding application will be granted, so fundings will be spent for this term. But if we wait till next meeting to decide on it, we cannot meet the schedule or the deadline. May I suggest that I'll go back and gather the information needed and circulate the information to members so members can pass this paper. In that case, we can allow the payment to go through for the current term. Mr. Ho, well, Chairman, I've been following the funding application for community facilities for years. At the beginning of each term, funding will be allocated for each committee. And this paper is just an application for funding. Well, in fact, for this paper, the DC allocated or promised to allocate $133,000 for this event. Well, they are amending the budget, but I think it's just not necessary. They can always wait till after the event and report how much has been spent, so we will know the exact amount. That's why I don't think it's necessary for us to look at the sum at present. We already promised the $130,000 will be allocated. What we have to do is for them to come up with the actual spending after the event. Some members may not be familiar with all these procedures. I'm trying to explain what's happening. Well, Mr. Hui has been the chairman of the Community Building Committee for years. So he's saying that at the end of the day, we may not come up with the figures data on paper. The thing is, we allocated $133,000 to the FCC to hold this event. But I think they have adjusted the subpath somewhat. So it's just fine-tuning or adjustment. And from Mr. He, I understand that what he said was actually the practice for many committees. Mr. Choi? Yes, Mr. To? We completely understand the mechanism. But say, for example, postage, the quantity is 400, among allocated $600. So each unit will be $1.50. Although if the postage remains the same, it's not right that the amount should amount to $1,100. And in that case, I think the total sum should be $132,000. It shouldn't be what the figure stated here. They should give us some explanation because I'm puzzled. We're looking at item 2, or column 2 is the amount allocated by DC. They made the application very early on, but when they organized the events, all sorts of problems popped up. Well, maybe they thought $1.50 would be enough for each postage, but then since they have to mail a poster, the parcel will be heavier and they have to pay more for postage. That's why it's necessary for them to fine-tune the amount. Well, you may feel puzzled about the total expenditure, but it's not the actual expenditure, in fact. All along, we pass it on to the district office to look at it. And I think this is the practice for all 18 district councils. Is it clear for every member? Mr. Chen. I think our colleague is reading our paper very carefully. I appreciate his effort, but we have CBC, we also have funding application unit. Please involve yourself with them. I can tell you for these groups or committees, they scrutinize the paper. So if you actually get involved with them, it will save time at this meeting. All right, any further questions? items 3 to 8, papers 4 to 9. We have to see whether we pass the papers. And well, Mr. James told us that he abstained from for the decision of paper 6. Paper 4, any objection? No. Well, for paper 6, is it the case that information will be circulated? She said the information will be circulated. In that case, for number 6, we do not have to vote on it. Well, I'm talking about papers 4. Paper 4 and 5, no objection. Paper 6, information will be circulated after meeting. All right, any objection to this practice? No? All right, for paper 6, information will be circulated and we'll see what members' views are after information circulated. Paper 7, objection? Any objection? No, all right, paper passed. Paper 6, no objection, passed. Paper 9, passed. All right, items 3 to 8 completed. Let's move on.